everybody. Welcome back. Welcome to this episode of the Road Dog Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Luis Escobar. I am great. I am at home in beautiful, cool California. It is a rainy winter day here in the Sierra Nevada foothills. Where are you? Are you good? I hope you're well. I'm always curious how and where people listen to the show. I know I asked a couple weeks ago, like, how do you listen to the show? I imagine that you're in a car somewhere driving, or maybe you're out for a walk or a run and you're joining us while you do that. I don't know, but send me a note sometime and let me know how and where you listen to the show. I'd be interested to know. Both Kevin and I, producer Kevin and I, were interested to learn more about our listeners and exactly how you enjoy the show. Hey, I'm going back to Mexico. I'm going to the Copper Canyons later this year. I'm going with my friend Michael Miller and Kimberly Miller, and we've organized a week-long event, and it is going to be based out of Yurique, which is in the Copper Canyon. It's in the base of the Yurique Canyon along the Yurique River, and this is the same community where the Caballo Blanco race happens. So if you read the book Born to Run and you're familiar with all of that and you know about the Caballo Blanco Ultra Marathon that happens in March, it's in the same community in Yurique. But this is a different event. This is a much smaller, custom, all-inclusive, chartered event that I'll be leading. And it's March 26th through April 1st, 2024. I am very excited to go back to Chihuahua, Mexico, and to take a group of people down into Yurique. We're going to be staying at a host hotel in the city of Chihuahua. Then we're going to get into a private van, a chartered van, and it's going to drive us down into Yurique, where we'll be staying at a place called Entre Amigos, which is a hostel. It's a lodge. And we're going to this trip is – it's running and trekking, but it's not just running and trekking. We're going to do photography. We're going to do some iPhone photography. We'll do a little workshop. We're going to be photographing Tarahumara Indians, the actual indigenous people. We're going to spend some time with them. We're going to do some activities with them. We're going to visit a Tarahumara school, a traditional school. We're going to do some canyon trekking. We're going to do some hiking. And then we're going to go to a running event, a race, at Arnulfo Quimariz Ranch. And if you read the book Born to Run, you might remember Arnulfo Quimariz is one of the central figures in Christopher McDougall's book Born to Run. Arnulfo is the Tarahumara champion, and he is a community leader, and he's hosting a running event while we're down there. That's kind of the purpose. The reason why we're going is to be part of this race. So you can come and you can run, or you can just watch, or you can hike. Whatever. It's a 40K or a 60K option. Even if you don't want to run, you just want to come and observe and photograph and hike, we can make that happen. It's called the Corre Libre Run and Trek, March 26th through April 1st, 2024. You can find information about this event at coppercanyons.com. If you go there to the main page and just scroll down and see some photographs from our previous trips, and you'll see that this is just an absolute paradise. And I'm so excited to go back, and especially to go back with a smaller group. And that's what this event is all about. It's a small travel group. We're taking about 12 people, and we're going to be able to customize the trip to fit everybody's needs. Check it out at coppercanyons.com. Go with me back to Mexico. Guarantee a life-changing opportunity. I know I say that all the time, life-changing, but man, oh man, every time I've been down there, it's different. And every time I go down there, it's important. And it really has changed my life in the most positive and lasting way. March 26th through April 1st, 2024. Corre Libre Run and Trek in the Copper Canyons in northern Mexico. Shoot me a note. Let me know if you're interested. Or go there to coppercanyons.com. Or you can go to ultrasignup.com. That's probably the smoothest way. Just go to ultrasignup.com and then type in Corre Libre and it'll come up. Get yourself registered. Shoot me a note. And I'll meet you down there. I'll help you through every step of the way. Hey, I want to say thanks to just a few of our Patreon subscribers before we get going with today's episode. And you guys know Patreon is a place where you can go to support the Road Dog Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, you're enjoying the show, and you want to support not just Kevin and I, you know, producer Kevin and I, we put the show together. But by contributing to the show, you're also creating a platform and creating opportunity for our guests. These people come to the show, oftentimes they want to share a personal story or maybe a personal project or maybe a professional project, and that's what the Road Dog Podcast is all about. It's a place where people can come and share. And, you know, I like it when I see people that run, that use running as a vehicle to help other people. And that's the case with our guest today. I'm going to introduce you to her in just a minute. But before we do that, I'm getting off track again. Before we do that, I want to say thanks to some of our Patreon subscribers. All of these people have been to patreon.com/Road Dog Podcast, and there they became subscribers. And I like to read their name just like this: Kevin and Mary Cooper, my friends from the San Luis Obispo area. They're from the SLDC, San Luis Distance Club. Kevin, Mary, thank you so much for supporting the Road Dog Podcast. Max Janich. Max, another superstar. He's down there on the Central Coast. He comes and runs our events. He volunteers at our events. And here he is supporting the Road Dog Podcast. Thank you, Max. Andy Preston, another one, comes to all of our running events. He drives all the way from up in the Auburn area. Andy, looking forward to seeing you. Thanks for supporting the show. Frank Campoy, thank you, sir. Mark Hall, Miles Victor, Mark Winicky. What is up, Mark? Sarah Groman, right on. Dr. Sarah to you. She didn't go to doctor school to just be Sarah. Hey, Sarah, thanks for supporting the Road Dog Podcast. Bruce Belden, looking forward to seeing you soon, Bruce. Art Ultra Slow Arnold, Monkey the Cat from Bella Coola, British Columbia, Linka Matjova, Brad Guy, Andre J, Lisa Blake. Why am I reading these names? These are some of our Patreon subscribers. They've all been to patreon.com/Road Dog Podcast. You can do it too. It doesn't hurt, and it's much appreciated. Lisa Blake, Zen Ning Lo, Runnin' Roland, and Turbo Terry. Corbett, thanks, Corbett. Miles Highsmith, Michael Nixdorf, and Rosalie and Joe Smith. Joe and Rosalie, they are the founders of the Templeton Run Club in beautiful Templeton, California. They also host one of our running events on their ranch, the Tierra Redonda Mountain Trail Run and Camp Out. Hey guys, thank you. All of you, thank you so much for supporting the Road Dog Podcast. These people have all been to patreon.com/Road Dog Podcast. And you know what we do, Kevin and I, one of the ways that we say thank you to our subscribers is we offer bonus content specifically for our subscribers. And that's the case today. Our guest today, her name, hold on. Let me get to my notes here. Our guest today is she is the founder of the Recovery Roadrunner. She's the founder and the president, Amber Graziano. Graziano, how's that? That's Italian. Amber Graziano, the founder and the president of Recovery Roadrunners. What is that? Well, you're going to find all about it today right here on the Road Dog Podcast. Let's do it. Let's just get right to it. Kevin, are you ready to go? Turn up that funky music. Let's get to our conversation today with our guest, the founder and the president of Recovery Roadrunners, Amber Graziano. All right, our guest today is Amber Graziano. How do you like that? That sounds very, very Italian. I like that name, Amber.
Thanks so much. I'm so excited to talk to you. I'm like a total fangirl over here.
Have you heard the podcast before?
Yeah, well, just recently, since you invited me to be on your show, I listened to it, but I've heard of you. I know you. You're the legend.
Oh, yeah, right. So where are you? What part of the world are you in?
I'm in San Luis Obispo, California.
Ah, and I think you told me that you're a teacher. Is that true? Are you an active educator right now?
Yeah, well, I taught second grade for 10 years, and recently I've transitioned into substitute teaching because I just started my own business and my kids are little. So substitute teaching gives me the freedom and flexibility to make my own schedule and make a little extra money.
So I think that we have met because of the La Cuesta Ranch Trail Run. I think you're registered to participate in that race, and that's happening on January 27th. Are you running the La Cuesta Ranch Trail Run, and which distance are you running?
Well, that's a good question, Lewis. I actually came down with COVID this week, so I'm not even sure if I'm going to be there this weekend. I intend to be there running the 25K, but I'm so sick right now, I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Well, it's just...
fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the event's in a couple of days, so yeah, don't put yourself at risk or put anybody else at risk for sure.
Yeah.
Have you been to any of our All We Do Is Run events? Have you been to the Born to Run Ultra Marathon or La Cuesta or any of the things that we put on?
Not yet, man. I just moved to San Luis Obispo last year. So I'm new to the area. Most of my running has been done in Northern California, but I'm super excited to be part of the community now.
San Luis Obispo has a very active, healthy, thriving running community. In fact, let me tell you this, if you're not a member of the San Luis Distance Club, you might consider joining sldc.org. And they are the oldest and largest running organization in the San Luis Obispo area. They publish a newsletter every 2 weeks. They have results, a calendar, stories and information about local runs and runners. You should check that out.
I will. Yeah, we're so new there that we're still moving. So I have so much to explore.
Have you run on any of the local trails in San Luis Obispo area?
Oh, yeah. My boyfriend and my kids and I do all the trails. Our favorite is Madonna. We love to go to the M, to the P. We've done Bishop, High School Hill, Islay. We've done all of the hills. And my kids are 6 and 8. They can name them all.
Nice.
And point to them. Yeah.
Well, you must live near downtown because those are all the trails that are easily accessible from anywhere in downtown San Luis Obispo.
Yeah, we're about a mile from downtown. We ride our bikes everywhere.
Have you been out to Montana de Oro yet?
I have. So beautiful. We're signed up for the 50K.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. When is that?
I think it's April. Oh, it's March. It's right before my birthday, end of March.
Well, let's talk about your personal running. So tell me about it. Have you been involved with trail running, street running? What do you like to do?
Well, I started running in high school as a freshman. I joined the cross country team. I ran varsity cross country, and I was fortunate enough to race in high school with Ryan Hall and Sarah Bay. Hall, back when she was Sarah Bay.
Really? Yeah. How did that happen?
Well, they went to school just across the bay from me, so we ended up at the Stanford race and all of these invitationals together. And they were always first place in their races, so they were legends in high school. I knew who they were. I saw them get off the bus, and everybody's like, oh, look, there's Sarah and Ryan. It was super cool, and now to see what they're doing now, it's just amazing. So yeah, I started running when I was 14 and I never stopped. After high school, I started with half marathons and then marathons. I've run about 15 or 20 marathons. And then into adulthood, I got into ultra running. And so the past 3 or 4 years, I've been into trail running. I've done 3 50-mile races, a bunch of 50Ks. I think 50K is probably my favorite distance right now.
Tell me about those 50 milers. Which ones were they?
So the Dick Collins 50 mile last year and the year before, that is a tough, tough course. It kicked my butt. Took me over 12 hours. And last week I actually ran the San Diego 50 mile.
Ah, just recently.
Yeah. So I'm still recovering from that. My body's still a little shot. I beat my personal record by over 2 hours.
Nice.
So thrilled with that. It was super fun.
What's your favorite trail? Like, so you say you're from Northern California. If somebody came up to visit you there and you were going to take them out for 6 miles or so, where would you take them?
Oh, I would take them to Brushy Peak in Livermore. I grew up in Livermore. So there's Brushy Peak and then there's Lake Del Valle. There's also Pleasanton Ridge. So that's like the East Bay area. But San Francisco has the best trails. I couldn't name them, but I could find them on All Trails. So fun.
And what about in San Luis Obispo? You named a bunch of places, but if somebody was coming to visit you from Northern California, you know, like, let's go out. We're going to go for a quick run. Where would you take them?
I would take them to Madonna Mountain because it's an easy, fun hike, and it's the legendary M at the top of the hill, and it's a great view. I might take them up Islay. It's kind of a steeper hill, but there's that cow at the top with the treasure box, so it's fun for the kids to go up there and see what's in the box, and you know, the view. You can see the whole valley. It is so beautiful up there.
Yeah, I'm excited about La Cuesta Ranch coming up this weekend because of that. The views are incredible. So it's not Islay, but it's in that same general area, same kind of part of town. And yeah, that's spectacular. So all those 50Ks that you've run, do you have a favorite?
Yes. It was in Auburn. It went over the No Hands Bridge. It's in January. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called the No Hands 50K. That one was super fun, early 2023. It just got done raining, so it was so muddy. People were like skiing down the hills. These people that don't slow down going down the hills just amaze me, because I'm the one who's like barely going down, trying not to fall, and they're not even slowing down. I'm like so impressed by them.
There is a ton of races in the Auburn area. I'm talking to you right now. I'm in Cool, California, so I'm right near No Hands Bridge. And there are so many races here. And that No Hands event, I think it does happen in January. Then there's another one called the Formidable 50K. They're all kind of similar. They use the same trail network, a little different spins on each of them. But man, there's so much great racing up here for sure.
And you know what I'm training for now is my first 100-mile race. So I was going to ask you if you could give me like a tip or two, because I know that you won. Which one was it? Was it the Hurt 100?
Yeah, I won the Hurt 100, but that was a long time ago. But yes.
Yeah, but you did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think my boyfriend told me that you've run over 100 mile races. Is that true?
No, I haven't run 100s, but I've run a lot. I lost count somewhere, I don't know, around 40, but I don't think I'm anywhere near 100. But I do have 11 finishes at the Hurt 100, so I know quite a bit about that race course and the race itself.
Gosh, I think I remember David Goggins giving you a shout out in his book, Can't Hurt Me, about the Hurt 100. Did you see him there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was his very first 100-mile trail run, and it was in January. And he was running it to qualify for the Badwater 135, which was going to happen later that year in July. And so he showed up to the Hurt 100 with no trail experience, or at least limited. And he'd certainly never run 100 miles on trail. He did complete 100 miles on a track in November. So just the couple of months before the Hurt 100 in January, he did the San Diego one day, completed 100 miles. And he was hoping to qualify for the Badwater 135 with that 100-mile finish at San Diego. But the race director of the Badwater said, no, you need to do a trail run. And so David got himself into the Hurt 100 and showed up there in January. And it was something, Amber, because nobody knew who he was. And he's a spectacle, right? Just to look at him visually, he's like really impressive. And at the time, he was super big, super muscly, like beyond what you would expect. He didn't look like a distance runner. Very, very big. Stood out like a sore thumb for sure. And he wasn't interacting with anybody. He was just kind of standing off by himself a Friday at the pre-race meeting. So people were like buzzing, like, who in the hell is this guy? He's kind of scary looking. And then on race day, the next morning, I start the run and I'm doing really well. I'm in the top 10 and he's behind me. And it was weird because it's like I'm in the jungle and they get this big dude is behind me, but he wasn't interacting. He wasn't saying hello, nothing. And he wouldn't pass me. And he also wouldn't go away. So if I tried to press, like I'm going to try to get away from this guy, he'd stay right with me. If I slowed down, he slowed. He just stayed behind me. And after about 20 miles, after we completed the first lap, I'm like, dude, what is your story, man? And let's run together. So we ended up running, I think, two full laps together. So probably miles 40 and 60. And we talked and talked and talked. And it was a great experience. And he told me his whole story, and there's a lot to it. And ultimately, he finished ninth that year. And then he went on to have the crazy career that he has now. And we didn't interact for a while, probably a couple years. And then, you know, he spun up into stardom, and I haven't heard from him personally in a long, long time. This is your podcast, and here I am talking.
David Goggins and I are like super tight because I actually met him in 2022 when I showed up to run with him at the 4x4x48 in Sacramento.
Really? Wait a minute. You're super tight for reals?
No, I'm just kidding. I just pretend that we are. But I did meet him. I have pictures with him. I have a video of me running in front of him. So the 4x4x48 is every March. And I showed up that year to run with him. There was a group of about 100 people there. And we just started going. And so I was like, I want to get as close to him as possible to try to get a selfie. So I made my way to the front of the pack because he's running nice and slow for the first 2 or 3 miles. And I got in front of him and took some selfies. I ended up running right next to him and chatted him up a little bit. He's a super friendly dude. He was talking to everybody, telling stories, answering questions. And then he did a bunch of autographs and stuff at the end. But that was so fun for me. And at the end, it was funny because he picked up the pace quite a bit, probably around a 6-minute mile. I think he tried to drop everybody. And I was like, oh, he is not going to drop me. And I gave it everything I got. And I ran with him the whole time.
So I guess you've read his books and you follow him and you're inspired by him.
Super inspired by that guy. Yes. I mean, he's taught me a lot. I love his videos and I just love his whole outlook about mindset and mental toughness.
My observation, and again, my interaction with him is brief. We talked a few times, pretty regular for a couple of years. He's the same person now that he was before he was world famous as he is now. Same attitude, same language, same aggressive, just everything. I don't think he's changed. I don't think he's what he does. I think some people might think that it's some kind of a theatrics, but no, I don't think so. I mean, that's just how the guy is. It's how he was when I met him and seems to be the same guy now.
Yeah. And you know, he taught me to raise the bar and to remove any upper limit. With the 40% rule, right? It's like when you think that you're done, that you can't take another step, you've only reached 40% of your capacity and you need to push yourself another 10%, take another step, go another mile and push it. And then suddenly you've gone from a marathon to a 50K, from a 50K to a 50 mile. And there is no limit. There is no finish line. He taught me that about myself when I never knew that I could go further than a marathon.
Tell me about the event that you did up here with him. What's the format? Not everybody understands that event. Describe
it. Okay, so it's a 48-hour event, and you do it by yourself or with a buddy or something. So it's not like everybody goes to the same place. You do it at home. So every 4 hours, you run 4 miles, and you do this for 48 hours. So by the end of the weekend, you've run 48 miles. So it starts at 8 p.m. on a Friday. You run 4 miles, and then you have a break. And then at midnight, you run 4 miles, and then you have another break. So this is more of a mental challenge than a physical challenge, some would say, because you're running low on sleep, you're running through the night, you're having to stop and start and stop and start. And so it's really tough mentally as well as physically.
So I would guess that you complete 4 miles and that might take you the first time an hour, and then it increases and increases. So your rest periods become less and less as the weekend progresses.
Yeah. And it's really hard to find time to shower, sleep, and eat in such a short amount of time. And then before you know it, it's time to run again. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, I just ate, or I didn't sleep, or, you know.
So you've done this once, or is this a regular thing for you?
I did that twice.
And do you intend to do it again?
I do. Yeah. There was a whole thing where he got sued. Like, a runner was out during the 4x4x48 and got hit by a car. Like, the driver sued the runner. There was a lot of drama around it. So last year he kind of put it off and it was not good, but I've done it with a group of runners before. We all met on Zoom and we were calling each other. Hey, are you awake? Hey, it's time to go. How you doing? So I've done it with a group of about 15 people before, and we made it like a social thing. It was super fun. And I do love it. I do find it challenging for many different reasons. And it is something that I would do again, for sure.
Talk about the power of running in a group and a community.
Wow. Community is everything. I run with my boyfriend, Vinny, every day, and he pushes me to run up hills faster, to go farther. He laces up his shoes and it's like, okay, it's time to go. But if you know that your friend is waiting for you at the trail, you're going to be less inclined to skip that run, right? You're going to be like, okay, I'm there. You know, if you know that people are counting on you and depending on you to be there, then you're not going to skip your run. Also, friendship, right? It's so hard in adulthood to make friends, to find friends. And I found the running community to be full of the best, most supportive, fun people on the planet.
Have you heard of this group? It's a national nonprofit. It's called Back on My Feet. Have you heard of that before?
No, I haven't.
I would encourage our listeners to go to backonmyfeet.com, I think it is. Back on My Feet, it's a nonprofit, and it is a group that uses the power of running to combat homelessness. So it's a group that works with homeless people. And they have a group of coaches, and these coaches meet with these homeless folks, I think 3 days a week. And as these people get involved, and the longer they stay with the program, and the more they progress, the more activities and the more amenities and the more services are provided to these people. So they're using running, and they're using community, and they're using accountability to help these homeless people get into a pattern of positivity and help them with the goal of getting them off of the street and helping them to get their lives back where they were before they found themselves homeless. And it's just an incredible group. And I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to run the New York City Marathon with a homeless man. I was there as part of this group. And I paced this guy through the entire New York City Marathon, and it was a beautiful experience. And when I saw you and your story, it reminded me of Back on My Feet, and that's why I wanted to talk with you today. So can you talk about Recovery Roadrunners? What is that? How did it start, and how are you involved?
Yeah, so Recovery Roadrunners is a sober running group that I started 4 years ago after I got sober. So my story goes way back to high school when I was a competitive softball player, competitive runner, and a competitive drinker. I just drank way too much in high school, in college, in early adulthood. And I found myself with two kids under two, a stressful teaching job, marriage that was on the rocks, and a drinking problem. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the only one who has a drinking problem. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so ashamed. I was completely overwhelmed, unhappy, and unhealthy. And I asked myself, what is the one thing you could do to improve your life the most? And I knew it was to remove alcohol from my life. And for everybody listening, it's important to understand that nobody around me knew that I had a drinking problem except for me. I wasn't, you know, homeless, living under the bridge without a job. Like, I had all my responsibilities perfectly in line and intact. Nothing was really going wrong with me except for that I didn't feel good physically, emotionally, and mentally. I felt drained and lost and confused. So I knew that the one thing that was holding me back was alcohol. And I was so conflicted because I've always been this competitive athlete. I got a Division I softball scholarship into college. I went to Baylor University. And I've always been a competitive runner. Like, you know, not like winning races or anything, but pretty good, you know? So it just never really made sense to me. It wasn't in my values to be drinking so much. And so I decided to let it go. And quitting drinking was the best thing that ever happened to me. But like I said, I felt lost, like I was the only one. So I started looking for other sober people. And then I thought, I wonder if there's any other runners out there who don't drink, who are in recovery. And it turns out that there's a ton. So I started the group Recovery Roadrunners, looking for friendship. And now I help people get sober, stay sober, run their first sober 5K. I help moms get their mojo back because new moms find themselves just like I was, in overwhelm, overweight. They're feeling lost, like lost as a mom, as a person, and their identity is just, I'm a mom. And a lot of them are like, I'm drinking too much. And how do I stop? So I help people get their life back by removing alcohol and getting back in shape and doing that inside our community. And we do a lot of things. We do a lot of community events that are super fun. We like to set up a booth at marathons and marathon expos. We hand out flyers and we do giveaways and we talk to people about, you know, living an alcohol-free lifestyle, people who are in recovery, what recovery is, what it really looks like. There's a lot of terms out there that scare people, right? Like the term alcoholic, nobody wants to say that word. It's very shameful, but it's not to me because I know what it is. It's not always the homeless drunk that's living in the gutter. An alcoholic could very well be the wife next door who has two little kids and she's a teacher and a marathon runner. I mean, and you don't have to use that word. A problem drinker, gray area drinker, excessive drinker, whatever you want to call it. If alcohol is limiting you in any way or causing any problems in your personal or professional life or just making you feel gross, I mean, maybe it's time to just cut back a little bit. So we love to help people with free trainings, community events. We host virtual races. We offer sobriety meetings. We do fun group challenges. Like right now we're doing Dry January. And last October we did Sober October. We do run streaks. We do in-person meetups. We like to have guest speakers come into our group and do a little teaching. And we also do travel teams. So we met up one year and ran the Washington, D.C. half marathon. We ran the Sedona half marathon. We ran the Sacramento Sim marathon together. And getting together with other runners in recovery has been life-changing for me. I've made some of the best friends in my life. They're all people that are inside Recovery Roadrunners.
And this group is coordinated by you directly? You're the founder?
Yeah, I'm the president and founder.
Wow. And how long have you been doing this?
Since 2020, when I got sober. I got sober and I started meditating and it came to me in a meditation. It's like, hey, you need to start this group, Recovery Roadrunners. There's lots of people out there who either are in recovery or just who don't like to drink anymore and who are into the active lifestyle. I don't know if you've noticed, but it seems like over the past 10 years, there's been this cultural, like spiritual shift towards mindful living, where people are actively seeking out a healthy lifestyle. And I mean, to me, it's a symbol of strength and power and individuality to be able to say, no, I don't drink. I've changed my whole life. I mean, for me, running literally saved my life, because when I stopped drinking, I found a marathon plan and I trained for a marathon. And that's what I did to stay sober in the early days.
Well, tell me more about the group. So do you meet with people, like physically you have a meetups? I see that you offer coaching services. How does it work? How does somebody wants to get involved? How do they do it?
So most of our services are online right now because we're worldwide. We've got people from several different countries that tune into our website, Facebook page, and Instagram. But if somebody wants to work with me, they can work with me directly and I'll meet with them on Zoom. And we have our meetings on Facebook and on Zoom. So I'll do Facebook Lives where I'll teach a point on running or sobriety, and we'll do our things on Zoom because our people are so scattered. Most of them are on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we focus on six different pieces of our lives, and I call it the sober six pack. So part one is becoming alcohol free. Part two is getting back in shape by running, walking, hiking, yoga, whatever physical activity that they choose. Number three would be improving their diet. And I promote the plant-based diet because that's the one that I follow. And I know that a lot of people are not into that. So I just encourage them to eat more colors of the rainbow, right? Number four is mindset. And for me, that starts with meditation and mindfulness and changing your beliefs about who you are. I encourage people to really think about that question. Who are you and who do you want to be? I always tell people you need to start with a vision board, because I want you to look 5 years into the future, create your biggest, most beautiful life, put it up on your wall and visualize it, meditate on it. And that's what you're going to get. You're going to get what you focus on. Number five is community. And we've got a couple thousand people in there who post daily on the Facebook page. It's like, hey, look, I just ran this marathon. I just did this 50K. And people are always celebrating. I ran my first 5K. They're also asking questions like, I haven't run in 10 years. How do I get back into running? Or I'm struggling with eating too much sugar. Like, we talk about all sorts of stuff inside the Facebook group. That's where the magic really happens. People share all sorts of stuff in there. But number six is strength, and that's physical and mental strength. I teach people to master their minds by setting their intentions for what they want and focusing their thoughts, right? Master your mind, because like David Goggins says, it's your most powerful weapon. So when people work with me, they're going to get the sober six pack and improve every area of their life.
So how does it work? If somebody wanted to get involved, what do they do? And what is the next immediate thing, the service that you provide them?
So they go to my website, go to the coaching page, and they can choose to work with me one-on-one or in the small group format. So if they work with me one-on-one, then I'm going to meet with them on Zoom once or twice a week, and we're going to go through the whole program together, and they're going to get my full attention. If they choose to work with a group, then they're still going to get the program, but it's going to be a go at your own pace sort of thing. So they're going to get access to the curriculum and the videos and the group, but just no one-on-one stuff. So we love to meet on Zoom because that's where the magic happens. When you get somebody into a sober running meeting, people share all sorts of stuff. And it makes you feel like, wow, I'm not the only one who X, Y, and Z, not the only one who struggles with this. I'm not the only one who thinks this way. But you also gain so much encouragement from people who are doing cool stuff. You're like, what? that person's training for a marathon. How did they even run that far? You know, that person is doing an Ironman. So you learn so much by being in those meetings, by signing up for this group. And I mean, what you really learn is that you don't need alcohol to do anything. I mean, society tells us that we need alcohol to celebrate. We need alcohol to numb us out when we're sad. We need alcohol when we cross the finish line of a marathon. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true. If you feel like it's holding you back in any way, if you just want to lose a little bit of weight, you stop drinking, it's gone. If you want to connect better with your spouse or your kids, you stop drinking, instant connection. So many doors will open up for you if you remove drugs or alcohol from your life. It is unbelievable. It's by far the number one thing I've ever done for myself. It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
Okay. Hey, Amber, thank you for hanging out and being part of the Road Dog podcast today. I'm looking forward to getting back to our conversation. Before we do that, I want to say thanks again to some of our Patreon subscribers. All of these people and many, many more have been to patreon.com/Road Dog Podcast. And there they became subscribers. And every week I like to read their name on the radio just like this. Brian Fagundes. What's shaking, Brian? Anastasia Chrisman, GW, Brad Garfinkel. Actually, Minnie is the one that found Mickey. Emily Stonehouse, Jerry Gonzalez, John Zaid, Steve Zeichler, Sam Brackeen, the Otremba, Stan, and Amy. Thank you so much. And how about our friends at Go Sleeves? GoSleeves.com. What is that? Is that what you're asking? What are Go Sleeves? It's the world's only kinesiology sleeves. These are compression sleeves, high quality performance compression sleeves that have kinesiology strips built into them. So it's got kinesiology technology built into these compression sleeves. They're made specifically for your ankles, your knees, and your calves. And they will help you perform at a higher level, perform with more confidence and less fatigue, recover quickly with Go Sleeves. Check it all out at GoSleeves.com. Roy, Darren, Marcy, everybody at Go Sleeves, thank you so much for supporting the work that we do here on the Road Dog Podcast. John Jovi Reed, Pat Carson, Hector Ailman, Michelle Evans, thank you, Michelle, Harry Johnson, and Eaton Beaver, hammering with Eric Koenig. Thanks, Harry Johnson, and Eaton Beaver, and Eric Koenig. Appreciate your support. Molly Meisenheimer, Los Angeles Trail Running, Rena Vasquez, thanks Rena, Dan Donato Espamonte, and Barefoot Ted McDonald. Get out of here. Ted is the founder, the owner, the creator of the Luna Sandal Company. How do you like that? Luna Sandals coming in hot. Thanks, Ted. Krishna M., Karina, thank you, Karina, Dan Popke, Jennifer M. Charpentier. There you go. Just a few of our Patreon subscribers. These are the people that have all been to patreon.com/Road Dog Podcast, and there they became subscribers. What do you think about that? Final, before we get back to our conversation, I just want to say thanks to everybody at Dry Max Socks. Russ, Gus, Bob, and Martine, everybody at Dry Max, thanks for supporting the show. Oh my God, I'm off the rails again. Dry Max is the number one technology to keep you dry. Dry Max is manufacturing technically advanced socks and apparel and accessories, proven to keep your feet up to 25 times drier than traditional wicking socks, of course. They're changing the way that people run by dramatically reducing blisters. Technical socks and accessories that move moisture away from the skin. And you know this, the best socks are made in the United States of America. You come to any one of our All We Do Is Run events, you're going to find Dry Max Sports products. Check it all out at drymaxsports.com. Go there, snoop around, buy yourself something cool. You need it, you want it, and you deserve it. Go get it. All righty. Let's get back to our conversation with our guest today. She is the founder and the president of Recovery Roadrunners. Her name is Amber Graziano. Producer Kevin, take it away. Amber, I feel like you're talking to me, personally.
I don't know if I'm talking to you, but I guess it hits home, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I love to drink. It's not a good thing always. So yeah.
Yeah. As a runner, it's so not good for us, for our body. You know, it causes dehydration and fatigue, and it, you know, it's just so bad for us as runners. So there's an easy solution. If you want to dip your toe into not drinking, just switch to non-alcoholic beer. You don't have to miss out on anything. You know, drink an Athletic Brewing Company beer. I'll give you a discount code. It's AmberG20 because I'm a brand ambassador for ABC Brew. My boyfriend and I, we love to drink non-alcoholic beer, and it's just, we drink like one after we run, and it helps with muscle recovery and rehydration. There's studies that say that, whatever chemical components are in the non-alcoholic beer are actually very beneficial to runners. You could Google it. It's, who are they? Sorry, I'm totally fumbling this, but it was a German study on Olympic runners who used non-alcoholic beer to run better, to rehydrate and run better. But anyway, if you just want to dip your toe into it, just say, I'm gonna eliminate alcohol from my life for 7 days or 30 days and just see how I feel. I bet you lose weight, you'll sleep better. Your skin will look better. Your eyes will be clear. You'll have so much more energy. You'll feel so much better in the morning, and your running will be even better than it is now. I promise you, it is holding you back, and you don't need it.
Do me a favor. And when we're finished here, go back to the email that we've been working with and put the Athletic Brew information there. And then Kevin will include that in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and you want to learn more about Athletic Brewing Company, scroll down on the show notes and Amber will put a link there. You know, since you're a brand ambassador with them, talk a little bit about them. Do you know much about that company and their products?
Well, honestly, I'm a brand new ambassador as of this month. So I just accepted the position. So all that I know is that their beer tastes delicious and you can buy it in so many local grocery stores. They have one that's called Run Wild. It's a IPA. It's delicious. It's satisfying. If you feel like you're in the habit of coming home from work and having a couple beers, it's an easy switch. It's the healthiest thing you can do is just crack open an NA beer and drink it. And the urge to drink, that habit of your daily drink, will be satisfied with a non-alcoholic version. And you're going to see in a new, improved version of you. It's funny because I was a drinker for probably 25 years, and that's just who I was. So I never saw myself as a non-drinker. I was that person who would even make fun of people who didn't drink. I'm like, what? They don't drink? That's so boring. Like, who doesn't drink, right? Because it's just everywhere in our society, and especially in running and endurance athletes. I've crossed many finish lines where somebody's handing me a Heineken or a beer of some sort when I cross the finish line. And in the past 4 years in sobriety, I'm like, no thanks. I don't drink anymore. And I'm looking around hoping that they have zero option. So that's something that I'm actually working on behind the scenes. Recovery Roadrunners is a nonprofit organization. And if I could get some sponsors and donations, I would love to change the way that runners experience the finish line with at least the option of a non-alcoholic beer for those people who are in recovery or who don't feel like drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning, right? It's like, why are we still celebrating these massive endurance races with beer? It doesn't make sense to me anymore. It's just kind of crazy because that's the way that my mind thinks now. You know, we're runners, and I would love somebody to give me a smoothie or a cup of coffee when I cross the finish line. Can I just have a cup of coffee and a bagel? That would be amazing. I don't want a beer at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Our guest today, her name is Amber Graciano. Did I say that correctly, Amber?
Yeah, yeah.
And Amber's the founder and the president of Recovery Roadrunners. And Amber, can you talk about some of the success stories, the people around you, I guess without getting specific about their names, but you've been doing this for a bit now. Have you seen people really benefit from the services that you provide?
Yes. I've been doing this for 4 years now, and some of my closest friends have just celebrated 1 year sober and 2 years sober. They've been with me for a long time. One of my friends just celebrated 3 years sober, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we've been on this journey together for so long. But the people that I'm coaching now, we just started a new group in November. So these people are celebrating 30 days and 60 days. And they're just like, oh, I wish I had found you years ago. This is exactly what I need in my life. Everything improves, everything. Your relationships, your job, your health, your wealth. I mean, think about the amount of money you save, but people are experiencing true happiness on the other side of the bottle. And if you're listening, you don't have to be a raging alcoholic to want to improve your health. You don't have to be a problem drinker. You can just be somebody who's like, huh, I wonder what I would feel like if I didn't drink. Or, you know, even if you're hungover once a week or once a month, doesn't that suck? Don't you want to just let go of those hangovers? Oh, I remember waking up hungover every single day. And that pain was my motivation to quit. But even if you were not as bad as me, you can remove alcohol from your life and see everything elevate. But people that work with me, we talk on Marco Polo. It's a FaceTime messaging app. And they're always saying things like, oh, my son woke up at 4:30 in the morning. And usually that would piss me off because it interrupts my sleep. But this morning, I was so happy to see him. We cuddled up on the couch together and we watched a cartoon. And it was this beautiful moment that I had with my son that I never would have had in my drinking days. And people say, I'm back to running and I haven't run in 10 years. And thanks to Recovery Roadrunners, I'm back to running and I feel like my old self again. I'm signing up for races. I'm getting out into the community, meeting new people, going new places, losing weight, feeling awesome.
Tell me a little bit more about the organization itself. It's a nonprofit. Are you connected with any other running groups? I thought I saw somewhere you might be involved with our RCA, Roadrunners Club of America. Talk about that, your connections with other groups and just the structure of Recovery Roadrunners.
Yeah, so I'm a certified RRCA coach, as is my partner, Vinny. And I'm also a certified addiction sobriety coach through the World Coach Institute. So, you know, it's the struggle of an entrepreneur, because like I said, I taught second grade for 10 years and now I'm following my passion. So I left my full-time teaching job to start Recovery Roadrunners and to pursue it full-time. So right now I'm experiencing the struggles of a business owner who has no idea what they're doing. I'm learning everything as I go. So I've tried a lot of things. I've made a lot of mistakes, but what we're hoping for is for corporate sponsorships, business partners to come in and partner with us. Now that I'm a brand ambassador for ABC Brew, I'm going to work my way into approaching them to see if they want to sponsor Recovery Roadrunners or partner with me somehow to change the finish line celebration. And I'm looking for sponsorships and donations so that I can make a bigger impact. Because right now my group has 2,000 people in it. But imagine what I could do if I had 20,000, 200,000, 2 million. I have so many dreams, Lewis, that are not able to come out yet because of financial restraint. So anybody who started their own business knows that you pour all of your own money into it in the first few years. And that's what I'm doing. And I'm still going because this is my passion. This is what I love to do. I love people. I love to help people get sober, stay sober, get back in shape, be the best mom, dad, person that they can be. And we've got tons of help available and tons of resources. But at this point, I need to reach more people. I need to have some financial support come in. And so I'm working with a grant writer. Thanks, Katie, for your help. We're working on getting a startup grant for Triple R. So if there's anybody listening who likes what I'm saying and who wants to help, I would love to accept your help. If you know anybody who could sponsor the group or donate to the group, you can go to the website and make a donation. I'm starting a new program. It's called the Triple R Scholarship Fund. And when you were talking about the homeless running group earlier, it's along the same lines as that. So I'm going to encourage people to stay sober, to attend sobriety meetings, to follow a training plan, track their runs on Strava, and provide me with the evidence, with the records of the sobriety meetings, with the sobriety chips, with the Strava records. Show me that you're doing the work and I will reward you. I would love to give back to the community and give them incentives to stay sober, to get healthy and get their life back, in the form of a free race entry, a free pair of running shoes, mental health services, somehow, some way. If I had money in the form of donations or sponsorships, I would give it back to my community. And so that's where I'm at now, Lewis. I'm just a sober single mom trying to make this thing, you know, get off the ground. We're so new. I'm just hoping and praying for my big break.
Well, everything you're saying resonates with me directly. What you're saying about finish line celebrations, yeah, that's it's part of the thing. You know that. And whether it makes sense or not, it is. Maybe there needs to be an alternative. I am very guilty of people come to our running events. There's always beer there. And when people finish your race, I mean, we don't make anybody drink, but people want to drink beer and then they do. And maybe for some people it's okay, but maybe for other people it's very much not okay. And it's damaging them and damaging their lives. So yeah, man, there needs to be something.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Lewis, it might be putting you on the spot a little bit, but I was going to ask you, would you allow me to bring a few cases of ABC beer and just throw them in a cooler near the finish line?
Yeah, of course. And there are people in our community that are involved with Athletic Brew right now that are very proud of their affiliation with them. And they do that. So yes, of course, Amber, bring it. In fact, I know by the time that this episode publishes, the La Cuesta Ranch event's going to be over. But if you wanted to come this weekend, if you wanted to bring a booth, you wanted to bring information about Recovery Roadrunners, bring it, do it, make it happen. We could talk about it after this conversation and on the logistics of making that happen. But yeah, and I will be a little bit embarrassed when you are there and you see that drinking beer has become part of what we do. And maybe it's not the best thing.
Lewis, it's not my intention to shame or embarrass anybody. I promise. I understand, man. Uh-huh. I was a drinker for 25 years. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I've seen the light. I know how much better it is on the other side. And it is my mission to show people that there's a lot of people out there who don't drink, that you don't need alcohol to have fun. You don't need it to celebrate. You don't need it to unwind or de-stress or cope. You don't need it. And life goes on. You will have more fun, more vibrant, full life without it. That's my mission, to show people another way of living.
Will you stay on and record a little bit of bonus content with me for our subscribers? Maybe you can give me the top three tips, or ideas, you already mentioned some ways to work towards drinking less or drinking nothing at all.
Oh yeah, I would love to.
You've got that. You got that.
Only three?
Well,
yeah, I'll give you my top three.
So what else? I mean, what else do you want to tell me? Let's use this time wisely. What else do you have to share with me?
Oh, what else do I want to say? I think, you know, I just want to show people that if you've been divorced and you've been through hard times, if you've been drinking too much, if you found yourself overweight, like, it's never too late to change your life. Doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how far deep down in the gutter that you are, you can start over. You can start over. If you've got a problem in your life, it's not too late to fix it. And so I would say you need to sit down and meditate and ask yourself who you are and where you want to go and change your life. Don't let anything stop you. You know, I hate to say this, but you only live once. So if you've got this nagging feeling that something's just not right, whether it's a relationship or a health issue or a career situation that you find yourself in, if your intuition is telling you that you need to make a change and you just feel like something's just not right, don't ignore that. That's your clue. That's your red flag that's waving, that's saying, hey, you need to wake up. You need to make a change. Like, this is not right. And if you listen to your intuition, it's always right. And there's something so great for you on the other side. If you will just surrender to whatever that idea is, to that thing that you know is not serving you anymore, no matter what it is, if you would just let it go, just be open to the idea that there's a better version of you on the other side of that.
It's all making sense, Amber. I like the things that you're saying. Amber Graziano is the founder and the president of Recovery Roadrunners. Amber, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you personally, you want to talk a little bit about the services that you provide, they want to get involved, how do they do that?
Yes. So my specialty is helping moms and dads get their lives back after having kids. If they feel like they're drinking too much, I'm going to help you get back in shape, lose weight, and run better. So email me at amber@recoveryroadrunners.com or go to our website, recoveryroadrunners.com. You can also find me on Facebook. We have a private group it's private for anonymity for the members inside the group. So nobody's going to know that you're in there. Come hang out with us and see the magic unfold. You can follow me on Instagram and what's the other one? TikTok.
All right, Amber. Well, let's thank you for agreeing to be here. I wanted to talk with you since we interacted a little bit there on email, and I think that you're providing a very valuable and important service to the community. And I hope to see you around some of our running events. I think you might find some people there that might want to talk with you.
I would love to be at all your events, Lewis, hoping to be there this weekend. And I'm going to geek out and bring you a book and a pen and say, can I have your autograph?
No problem. Amber, hang out. We're going to record some bonus content for our Patreon subscribers. And maybe you can share with me maybe your top three, maybe your top five tips on how to help myself move forward.
All right. Thank you so much, Lewis. It's been my pleasure to be here.
I like it. Thank you. Well, there you go. Amber, thank you so much for spending some time with me today and being part of the Road Dog podcast. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate the good work that you're doing for yourself and the people around you. I always like talking with runners who use running to benefit not just themselves, but their community, and you are really a fine example of that. The Recovery Roadrunners, their mission is a foundation. It's a nonprofit organization that supports and inspires sober runners and walkers with small group coaching, free resources, events, training, community, and relationship building. Amber, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And if you're interested, to get a hold of Amber and talk with her more, of course, you can scroll down in the show notes. There's links to contact her there, or you can go to recoveryroadrunners.com and learn more. Thank you so much, Amber. Also, I want to remind you that Amber stayed on and we recorded some bonus content. And this content we share with our Patreon subscribers. These are the people that see value in what Kevin and I are doing here, and they support the show. They make a financial contribution, and we can't operate without their support. And so we're very, very grateful to them. And I'm going to read some of their names in just a moment here. But before I even do that, I want to remind you about the Corey Libre Run and Trek. It's important to me, and I want you to join me. Go to Mexico with me. I've been several times. I go at least once a year. Every time I go, it's magic. It's an educational opportunity. Of course, there's running involved. Just interacting with these indigenous, traditional Tarahumara runners, it's not something that you can do on your own, and it's not something that most people have an opportunity to do, but here it is. I'm going back down March 26th through April 1st, 2024. We're calling this the Corey Libre Run and Trek. What it is, it's a small adventure travel group. We're taking 12 people down, and we're going to spend about a week in Yurique, Mexico. We're staying at a beautiful place called Entre Amigos. It's the same lodge that Micah True used to stay at when he visited Yurique. If you like the book Born to Run and that whole vibe, you're going to love this trip. We're going to go to some of the same places that are featured in the book. We're going to be interacting with the same people. Go with me. I can get you down there and I can get you back home safely. Promise it's going to be a beautiful experience. March 26th through April 1st, 2024. You can go to ultrasignup.com, type in Corey Libre and it'll pop right up. Or you can go to coppercanyons.com. And if you go to coppercanyons.com, you'll see photos from our last couple trips and you'll get an idea of what it looks like down there and the places that we're going to stay and the people that we're going to be visiting with. This particular trip, yes, there's running and hiking involved, but that's not the only thing. It's part of the journey. We're going to spend a day in Chihuahua, Mexico. We'll do a little walking tour, visit some of the cathedral, some of the tourist locations, some of the museums. We will travel together in a private chartered van. It's totally safe. From Chihuahua, we'll go into Yurique, Mexico, where we'll be staying at Entre Amigos for a few days. Then we're going to hike over to Arnolfo Quimariz Ranch, and we're going to camp there for one night, and we're going to participate in a running event the next day, 40 kilometers or 60 kilometers, or we can custom make a run to fit your needs. We're going to have an option of a traditional Tarahumara Temescal, which is a sweat lodge. So there'll be a Tarahumara shaman that will lead you through a sweat lodge session. Super cool. There's so many awesome and exciting things that happen on these trips. So anyway, get yourself there. Go to ultrasignup.com, type in Corey Libre, read the information, contact me if you have questions, or get yourself registered, and I'll take it from there. It's all-inclusive, so all of your ground travel, once you arrive in Chihuahua, we just take over from there. So your ground travel, lodging, most of your meals, all of the activities, it's all included, and it is super, super fun. March 26th through April 1st, 2024. We can do some photography too. Bring your iPhone or bring your phone or bring a camera, and I'll give you some. We'll do a photography workshop, and then we're going to photograph some Tarahumara indigenous people. Let's get to our Patreon subscribers. Okay, these are the people that support the show, and they've all been to patreon.com/roaddogpodcast. and we like to say thank you to them. So here we go. Sam Howland, thank you for everything that you do for us, Sam. You know, we appreciate you. James Calloway. James has been to Mexico. He went down there with me our last trip in October. James, I hope to see you sometime soon. Thanks for supporting the show. Maria Walton, she's been down there, of course. John Blanchard over there in Santa Maria, California. Thank you, John. Scott Kennedy, I'll be seeing Scott at the Born to Run Ultra Marathon in May. Brenda Luce, what is up, Brenda? Laura Neiman, Brad Baker, and Rob DeCue. Rob's going down. He's been down there before, and we're working on a trip with Rob and some of the folks around him that are going to be going back to Mexico. I think we're going to go down there in December. Join SLDC. What is that? SLDC is the San Luis Distance Club. They're the oldest running organization in the San Luis Obispo area. You can find information about San Luis Distance Club at sldc.org. If you live in the 805 area code and you like to run, you should probably be a member of SLDC. It's very inexpensive, and they publish a newsletter twice a month, and they have the most comprehensive race schedule and calendar, detailed results, information about local runners, stories, photographs. It's all there, sldc.org. Check it all out. Thank you, Rudy Uribe. Scott Kuthrath, old man. It's my friend Michael Miller. Joni Anderson, Dr. Isaiah. Thanks, Isaiah. Charlie Bell, Cheryl Burrell, The Danuch, Chris Zachary, and 10 Junk Miles. Get some while supplies last. You know, 10 Junk Miles is a running podcast that's actually about running, and it's hosted by my friend Scotty Coomer. Check out 10 Junk Miles. Thank you, David J. and Greg Lowe. All of these people, they're Patreon subscribers. They've all been to patreon.com/RoadDogPodcast, and there they became subscribers. Jack Rosenfeld is co-host of Beer on the Run podcast. Jack and Clint Welsh together are Beer on the Run. Jason Tognetti, Todd Woodard, Jim Watts, Breanne Foldish, Carol Tadeo. Thanks, Carol. Kim Rawl Elliott, Sean Humphrey, Cheryl Sanford, Rustico Legaspi. Thanks, Rusty. Tyler Tomasello, Tin Types, Chris Shaw, Alexander Schwankenberg, Jeffrey Cannon, Chris Moore, and Satanic Sphincter. Thanks for supporting the show, Satanic Sphincter. Tracy Thomas from Marvelous Mud. Melissa Teixeira, Clint Welsh, co-host of Beer on the Run podcast. Finja, the Finished Ninja. Andrew, David and Terry Bollet, Jeff Sugartoes Holbrook, Steffi Ketzler, Chris Rios, Chris Rios has been to Mexico. Alejandro Santos also has been down there with me. Masa Kitano, Mickey Mouse Found Minnie. Mickey Mouse has been down to Mexico with me. So is Jim McCardle, Rob Devine, Jennifer M. Charpentier, Dan Popke, and Karina Powell. There you go. Those are our Patreon subscribers this week. All of those people and many, many more have been to patreon.com/RoadDogPodcast. You are here listening to the show to the very end, so that tells me you must like what you're hearing. I hope that you pull the trigger and become a subscriber. Producer Kevin and I, we put a lot of time into this, and we need your help. Thank you so much. I think that's it. I think that's it for this episode of the Road Dog Podcast. Amber, thank you so much for being here and being part of the show today. If you are interested to talk with Amber Graziano and you want to learn more about Recovery Roadrunners, scroll down in the show notes or go to recoveryroadrunners.com and you can interact with Amber right there. Okay, everybody, that's it. That's all I got. One more time, go with me to Mexico. It's going to be awesome. March 26th through April 1st, 2024. Go to ultrasignup.com. Type in Corey Libre. You'll find information there. Shoot me a note. Let me know if you're interested. Okay. I think that's it. Kevin, let's turn this thing off. Hey, everybody. Thank you for being here. I look forward to seeing you next week. My name is Luis Escobar. I'm your host, Amber. Thanks for being part of the show today. Producer Kevin up in beautiful Seattle, Washington. You're making the show sound great, Kevin. Thank you so much. Good night, everybody. Adios.